producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
America Tonight. Batten the hatches. If you live in parts of the Midwest, snow coming your way perhaps already. You say I'm too late for that because you've already dug yourself out. Especially you hardy Coloradans who are listening. You know how to deal with snow. As my college roommate posted something on Facebook today, she lives in Colorado and grew up in Ohio and always talked about how great Colorado was. It might be snowing at 6 a.m. in Denver, she says, but we know it'll burn off by the afternoon. So they know how to deal with the snow. In some areas, however, it's kind of like that whiteout thing, and there is tornadoes that are being threatened in the Midwest. Hurricane Kate is forming north of Bermuda, but it's not expected to hit the United States at all, so not a worry there. It's the fourth hurricane in the Atlantic version, so four of them so far this season, but it's not threatening us at all whatsoever. Coming up this hour, Brandon Lang, our friend who has such a fun sense of humor, BrandonLang.com, if you check him out there. He talks about what's happening this week in football and also sounds off on DraftKings and FanDuel, the two fantasy football sites that the attorney general in New York said, it's illegal. They're both fighting back, but it's caused a ruckus as 500,000 New Yorkers were involved with DraftKings especially, and they were not happy with the attorney general, which is so odd if you think horse racing is in New York. So people are betting on horses, and what's the difference with fantasy football? But Brandon Lang has his take on it. That's coming up a little bit later this hour. In the meantime, it is about numbers when it comes to who watched the debate. 13.5 million, in fact, tuned in to Fox Business News. And for cable networks, that is a big, big number. In fact, for the networks, that's a big number. It was just a few million shy of the number one rated show, NCIS, on that evening. So that's pretty darn big for Fox Business News. This is why all the networks, all the cable networks wanted a shot at hosting the debates, and there are nine sanctioned Republican debates. The next one isn't until December 15th, and that will be in Las Vegas. And speaking of numbers and the reality of numbers, this is a frightening number to me. We just celebrated, because it's a celebration. It's honoring, remembering veterans. We just went through another Veterans Day, and I just saw a number, a staggering number, where the VA paid $142 million in bonuses last year. I was down near the Austin area, and I saw a giant billboard that said, don't believe what they're telling you. It was a giant billboard. Don't believe what they're telling you about the VA. It is awful. It is rifled with problems. So $142 million in performance bonuses despite all those scandals. How's that possible? The average bonuses were as high as over $12,000, but most were like $500. And they continued even after Eric Shinsowski got the, Shinseki got the boot last year with all of the scandals over wait times that were false and people lying about paperwork and all kinds of things that happened in various VAs. So, and who got the biggest bonuses? According to the USA Today, the VA gave bonuses from $4,000 to $8,000 to the executives overseeing the construction of an overdue and over budget Denver VA. Then there were the Wisconsin office people who got between $1,000 and $4,000, even though they were over prescribing medication, and some employees kept getting, you know, got another bonus on top of another bonus. Just the bottom line is, what's going on with the VA? Whenever there's a spotlight that shined on it, oh, we're cleaning it up, we're doing this, we're doing that, and then there's a little bit of a change. But overall, how are we treating our veterans? What are we doing for mental health care? Wait times, in some cases, I guess, are down. But what about the disability claims? I mean, there still has to be a lot of hurdles, a lot of obstacles to overcome, because it was so bad, you don't unravel that easy. So as we honor our nation's veterans, people who served in the past, people who are currently serving, we cannot do enough to make the path home easier for people who served, with the horrific things so many have seen, with the sacrifice their families have made, with the loss they've experienced, with the, in many cases, the most horrific things you can imagine human beings seeing, they've seen. How can we deny care to our veterans? How can we allow the things that have happened at the VA to continue to happen? I think you can't clean it up soon enough. And once again, thanks to anybody who is a veteran who's listening to my voice right now for what you've done or are doing currently for our country. Speaking of that, the White House has an air of executive action floating around, seeping through the hallways, as the battle over Guantanamo rages, because one of the promises of the president was he would close Gitmo. And even though Congress, both chambers, said no way, there is always the power of an executive action. And is this going to become a reality, or is this just something that's being floated around? Because there's no veto, he could veto the ban on closing Guantanamo that went through in the House and the Senate. But the two-thirds to overrule that veto, I think, would be there, would be in place. So there's no way the president would risk that. But there is that thing called the EA in his top drawer, and there are some suspicions that are floating around D.C. that this may be something that the president decides he has to do, if he truly believes he has to close the prison at Guantanamo. But Congress is getting in the way. Congress has said no. They don't want to bring known terrorists onto our soil for trials and prison terms, that it's a national security risk, not to mention the expense of that. And I think it is a security risk, especially where are the terrorists going to land if they are brought into the United States. What do you think? Send me an email, americatonight.net. Meet you on the flip side.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The Catholic Church once again heavily getting involved on climate change. I just saw a spot that showed the Pope walking across what looked to be, you know, St. Peter's Square, and then there was messages about the climate and the future and whatnot. And I've seen it now a couple of times. This just happened the other day. So in our virtual green room, as it were, Marita Noon joins us. She's Executive Director of Energy Makes America Great. Hey, Marita, thanks for popping on.
Hey, it's great to be with you again. Thank you.
So the Catholic Church all of a sudden and jumping in on climate change, with everything that's happening and what we've seen before from popes in the past, this is highly unusual. First of all, what do you make of this?
Well, it's tough to decipher really why the church is wading into this, especially with all of the other issues in the world, you know, Christianity basically being cleansed from the Middle East, as they say, and things like that. The fact that they're putting so much attention on climate change is really kind of baffling, except that they're viewing it as protection for the poor. And under that banner, it makes a little bit of sense for the church to be looking at. However, as I point out in my column, there are far better ways that they could be caring for the poor if that was really the motivation.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Is it denying any kind of opportunity if you think of jobs, especially in some of these developing nations?
Yeah, exactly, and that's what's surprising. What they're pushing for is higher priced and less effective energy sources for these poor countries that currently what they really need is abundant, available, and affordable electricity so that women aren't having to cook over a pile of burning dung, for example, and that children can have a future.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, too, because in your piece, you actually quote a cardinal who advised Pope Francis that when you look at the environment, if you look at that influence and what you just talked about there, that you have to be grounded in realities, not ideas. And I guess that's part of it. And for some reason, that obviously there seems to be a disconnect. And I wonder where that's coming from. But when you have a cardinal speaking out and saying that, and especially when you're talking about the Catholic Church and its, and really its reign, or I'll say its, you know, its
influence.
Reach,
it's influence.
Yeah, influence, its
yeah.
reach and influence on, yes. you know, developing countries of anybody that would speak and talk about that. Boy, renewables and not knowing the reality of some of the renewables, I think is that's staggering.
Well, as I cite in my column on this topic, that more and more the reality about these renewables is
yeah.
coming out, and they just plain don't work, especially not effectively and economically. And even my favorite is the quote that I have in my column from Bill Gates, the founder mm. of Microsoft, who says that the people who support this stuff, who make these glib comments, glib is my word, not his, but they talk about, oh, well, we're going to transform this, we're going to do this, and he says these actually do a disservice because it makes the public think that transitioning from fossil fuels, transitioning away from fossil fuels, which is what this group of bishops that gathered together in the Vatican on October 26th, that's what they called for. They called for a complete decarbonization of the world by 2050. And Bill Gates has come in on this in Atlantic Monthly this month, and he says people don't understand how difficult this is going to be, and this is from a man who literally has committed billions of dollars to developing renewable energy. And he's saying people don't understand how difficult it is going to be to decarbonize. He doesn't use that word, but that's what he's saying.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Marita Noon, thank you so much for popping on the show. We appreciate it.
My treat. Thank you.
All right, so it's interesting, the issue of the Catholic Church and given the stance on climate change. It's a good time to bring you into this. What do you think? Is this morally wrong of the Catholic Church? Do you think it's right for them to highlight this issue? Where do you think this is coming from, I suppose? 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. I wanted to flesh this out a little bit more as far as renewables and that kind of thing. If you look at it, Marita's right when she's talking about that they just said get rid of it all, you know, talking about on October 26th, that meeting in the Vatican, saying it was pretty much a historic occasion and it's a joint appeal and that all these Catholic leaders are together for the first time and it's not about refugees, it's not about Christians in the Middle East, it's not about any of that kind of stuff. It's climate change and that it's the church is saying it can learn from the world and, you know, to be rid of what is not right in the world. I'm paraphrasing here. But what polls show is that less than half of Catholics believe climate change is caused by human activity. And this is an interesting area to wade into. And we're going to, in a couple of weeks, Luke Vargas is going to be there in Paris, and we're going to talk to Luke Vargas from you know, what's happening there and to the degree of what it's going to, who it's going to affect, the climate change agreement, that kind of thing. But the one thing that she points out that I think is really, really interesting is Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft, and what he said, as she said, in that Atlantic magazine, talking about how wind has grown super fast on a subsidized basis, but that solar is growing faster on a subsidized basis. But he says, you know, but we need energy 24 hours a day, and the primary new CO2 sources are intermittent, saying that because of the self-defeating claims of some clean energy enthusiasts that are often misleading. This is Bill Gates. It's often misleading and meaningless statements. The public underestimates how difficult moving beyond fossil fuel really is. Is, which he says will take an energy miracle. And I mean, that's it in a nutshell. If it was there, if it was readily available, and I get developing it, but the problem is, if you were to pull it out, what would you do? Who are the most vulnerable? And of course, it's the poorest. We talk about the middle class and how would how would you afford energy if that were to happen? So what they, when you look at now these spots I say I'm seeing on TV and the call for the end of the fossil fuel era, well, then we need climate aid, because how possibly could people afford what is being pushed, that even Bill Gates is saying, oh, it's intermittent and it's going to take an energy miracle. Even economist Bjorn Lomborg said recently in the Wall Street Journal that in a world where the malnourished continue to claim 1.4 million children's lives each year, which is so sad, 1.2 billion people live in extreme poverty. So that number, 1.2 billion in extreme poverty, 2.6 billion lack clean drinking water and sanitation. So he says the emphasis on climate aid is immoral, and that the Catholic leaders call climate change a moral issue. He's saying, you know, when people from the poorest countries were asked what matters most to you, action taken on climate change, of course, was dead last. And what do you think the top priorities were? Well, of course, the top priorities are going to be education. I saw that in Ecuador and Guayaquil in the slums there, and better health care. So the solar panel idea and the other things and bringing that in, the green energy sources, when you're talking about a country that can't, countries that can't afford it, I agree with Bill Gates. How possibly can this be foisted down their throats when it'll only make that number that much worse? Because they cannot come up with what they'd have to come up with to be able to afford to do what they'd need to do in these villages when you've got malaria, malnutrition, tuberculosis. So it's, you know, it's not solar panels. What they need is mosquito nets and medicine and foods and micronutrients, that's for sure. And it's interesting to watch this unfold and see where Pope Francis, who I think actually has been such an ambassador in so many other areas, to see how far the papacy goes and how far the Catholic Church goes when we're talking about in environment. And I go back to that Ghanaian Cardinal Peter Turkson, who advised the Pope on the environment, and he says, listen, when you talk about influence on public policy, you have to be grounded in realities, not ideas. So what you're calling for will require what Bill Gates says, a miracle. Anyway, your thoughts on that, send me them, americatonight.net, or throw me a call, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
CardioFX from Longevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the ultimate CardioFX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the CardioFX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order CardioFX from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Only trite, real names, no gimmicks.
Two telephone girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Two telephone girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Guess who's back, back again.
He's back again, Brandon Lang. What a role he's been on this season. We're going to dive into week 10, do you believe it, in the NFL. Before we get there, though, Brandon, welcome to the show.
You know, just on an absolute tear. I didn't do your show last week. We touched on New England going to destroy Miami, and then I went into that Sunday and used as my best bet Denver to take care of Green Bay, which they did. And then last Sunday in the NFL, going for winning Sunday number four in a row, we came right back again, went against Green Bay with Carolina. So then we rolled into Monday night. We teased Chicago to the over. Had the Chicago part right for nine in a row. But, of course, Robbie Gould knew I had the over, and he decided for only the second time in his NFL career to miss two field goals in a game. Listen, the 47-yarder, I grant you, it's a 47-yarder in the first possession. I get that. But come on, Robbie, a 34-yarder. And I love his quote after the game, "I've got to do my job." Yeah, no Sherlock.
I have to do my job. All right, so before we dive into that, I get it. I feel your frustration. New York, the New York Attorney General decided that DraftKings and FanDuel, he says after investigating it for a month, that basically those fantasy football sites that have really drawn a lot of attention, a lot of people involved in that, are illegal gambling, and he shut it down, is shutting off the valve in New York. And, of course, both of those organizations have lawyers, and they're going to go after New York and the AG. But what do you make of that, the AG declaring it not fantasy but illegal gambling?
I said it as soon as it blew up. I went on radio and said there is no difference between this and between what I do.
Yep.
What I do is betting on the team. What you do is betting on individual players. And that's what you're betting on. And so I knew it was only a matter of time before, A, no one's getting the tax dollars, which is your first red flag, and B, it was only a matter of time before somebody put a stop to it. So I'm interested to see which way it goes. Personally, I think they should legalize sports gambling. There are states pushing for it. They need the tax dollars. You could put up OTBs, make it legal everywhere, and legalize this as well. Let our country collect the tax dollars off FanDuel and DraftKings, collect the tax dollars off sports wagering, and let's ride off into the sunset like William Hill over in Europe where gambling's legal. However, we don't. It's such hypocrisy to me that now ESPN carries football on Monday night, yet Scott Van Pelt is talking about games and point spreads and bad beats and over-unders, and yet the NFL still takes a stance that we don't endorse gambling, yet your flagship network, ESPN, all it does is promote gambling now with Scott Van Pelt and his five picks and Cousin Sal with his NFL best bets, and they're on your network. I remember they never used to talk about point spreads on your network. Now that's all you get right now. It's hypocrisy at its highest level, and it just makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah, I agree with you, too. Absolutely. No question about it. So we dive into the games for this week. What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite yet on the board?
You know, unlike the last 2 weeks where Denver at home just jumped out at me, and then last week, Carolina at home just jumped out at me. This week, nothing's leaping off that page at me saying, jump on me. You know, much the way my wife did when I first met her. Now that doesn't happen. We've been married 11 years. There's no jump on me anymore. It's get it over with. Let's go to bed. This board kind of has that same feel to it. I'm some really, really tough games. Arizona getting 3 at Seattle. Cardinals coming out of the bye week. What do I do there? Buy the half point, take the dog, or take the favorite and buy him down to 2.5? I really loved Oakland, thinking that would they be a 1.5 point home dog. Well, they're not. They're laying 3 to Minnesota. Teddy Bridgewater, he's passed the concussion test so far, but we don't know how, shall we say, sane his brain is going to be. Vikings, 7 straight covers this year, and won their last 2 on the road after 5 losses. So my lean would probably still be towards Oakland, just with as good as they're playing at home right now. I think it's a bad spot for Minnesota. I think they got Green Bay next week. In a huge divisional game, so they're sandwiched out west. We saw what happened to the Jets out there. And this Oakland team's playing really, really well. I'll probably still play Oakland, minus the 2.5. But, you know, going forward with that, nothing just jumps out at me. Not like when, Kate, you go into your closet with all those clothes and that one outfit just jumps out at you. Nothing's there for me this week, babe. Nothing.
How about this game? How about the Panthers at 8-0, 3-0 on the road, of course. They're going into Nashville. The Titans are 2-6, and these are just numbers, and they haven't won a game at home. And the line is Carolina giving up 5, and the over-under is 43.5. Would you go there?
Yeah, I just and again, it's very hard for me doing this, and to be on the kind of role that I'm on in the NFL on my website is pretty phenomenal. It's hard for me to go against that, you know, because I only release one play a day.
Yeah.
And it's changed the landscape of everything we're doing at BrandonLang.com, and my winning percentage the last 2 years has been unbelievable. A $10 bettor's made over $15,000 in college
Wow.
football the last 2 years. That's the consistency I've put. I'm kind of like one guy who I do radio with said, this is like the first hour of the movie. And I'm like, absolutely. And I don't want to get into the second hour. I spent a lot of years from 2005 to 2013 in the second hour of the movie. I'm honest and couldn't win.
Yeah.
Well, right now I can't lose, and I enjoy the groove. But with that being said, I do think the right side of this game is Tennessee, based what I saw last week from Tennessee going into the Saints, and their offense looked really, really good. I could see Carolina winning this game by a field goal.
Yeah, by a field goal. So that's what you mean. You know, you're right there on that line. Absolutely. And then Monday night, what's interesting is, and see, this is too big of a number. You and I talk about this all the time. The Bengals giving up 12 points. The over-under is 47 against the Texans. And where have the Texans been? What a brutal year it's been for them.
I would lay it. I would lay it. If you look at the Cincinnati team, last week they were in that similar situation on Thursday night, and Cleveland had played them tough last year, and everybody was like, wow, this game's going to be close, and here we go. And it was. It was close for a half. And what Cincinnati does is they just wear you out and wear you out and wear you out, and the next thing you know, you look up, and they win the game 31-10 by three touchdowns. So when you examine Cincinnati on the year, they are the number one point spread team in the NFL this year. And take a deep breath there, because lost in the shuffle of their undefeated season, and lost in the shuffle of the fact they can't win a playoff game, and lost in the shuffle of everything they've done in the past, all they've done this year is make people money. They have covered every single game this year, with the exception of the game at home against Seattle where the line was 3, and I told people on radio, if you play Cincinnati, you buy off the 3 to minus 2.5. And I tell people this in general. If you're dealing with a 3 number, if you take the favorite minus 3, you buy down to 2.5. If you take the dog plus 3, you buy up to 3.5. And had you done that, Cincinnati beat Seattle by 3, came back from 24-7 down, beat them 27-24, you would have won that game too. They've covered every game this year. Went into Pittsburgh, beat Pittsburgh, went into Baltimore, beat Baltimore. They've slashed demons. And as good as the Oakland Raiders have played this year, since he went in there and beat them 33-13. So if you're going to play that game on Monday night, you have to lose with Cincinnati, because basically, if Brian Hoyer goes in there and plays the game of his life against that defense, so be it. But I think behind closed doors in places you don't talk about at parties, there's some serious problems with the Texans.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can tell serious, serious problems. Do you think, you have the Patriots and the Giants. Do you think the MVP is Tom Brady, who seems like he's on a mission?
There's no question. But Tom Brady's your MVP. There's no question. Now, is Andy Dalton close behind? No, Andy Dalton would never get the MVP over Tom Brady, because Tom Brady's done it over time. But what New England's doing, and then I was a little bit surprised they were a bit sluggish last week against Washington. But you say sluggish, and they still scored almost 30. So it's just, it's absolutely amazing. And you look at New England, you look at the remaining part of their schedule. I think this is a little bit of a test for them on Sunday, but I don't think the Giants defense can make enough stops to get them. Other than that, they get Buffalo at home. At Denver, could be a little testy, but I don't think Peyton can outplay Brady there. And then other than that, it's the Texans, the Titans, the Jets, and the Dolphins. So I just don't foresee anyone beating them unless it's the Giants at home this Sunday, which, if you want the definition of irony, it's staring you right in the face if the Patriots have a chance to go undefeated again, and they got to go into New York and face the Giants, a team that eliminated them. So it's going to be really, really interesting to see how that unfolds. But pound for pound, dollar for dollar, I really do see that if the Patriots can get by the Giants on Sunday, I'm calling for them to go undefeated, because I don't think Denver can beat them.
Yep, there you go. You heard it here first. Go to BrandonLang.com. As he said, he's on a roll. Great information, no question about it. You want to jump on that. Thanks, Brandon.
Got it, Kate. Talk to you next week.
All right, bye-bye.
Don't Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Military bucks, our financing goes to two countries. What two countries are they? Can you guess? I know you know them. Israel, $3.1 billion. Egypt, $1.3 billion. So that's 75%, give or take a little bit here or there, of all foreign military aid that we doled out last year. $5.9 billion is what we dished all together. All together, that's how much money we sent off our shores. Israel, Egypt, I mentioned, Iraq, $300 million, Jordan, $300 million, Pakistan, $280 million. So if we went to go by regions, the Middle East, 64%, Africa, 23%. Wow. I mean, we know these numbers. We know that that's what it would be. If we were on a quiz show and that we were asked that question, I guarantee most of us would answer that. But when you actually see it, and you see it in print, and you realize that is one incredibly large number. That is a big bucks. It just really is a, it really takes you back for a second. And when we try to answer the question of, do we need to get out of the business of helping everybody in the world? Are we the world's policeman? Are we the world's friend? And, you know, it's a coin toss. It's a coin toss because I think we want to be there for Israel. Egypt is a mess, riddled with corruption and problems and everything else. Since Hosni Mubarak was booted, it's been nothing but problems. And the guy we backed was bounced. And Egypt is a rocky place, to say the least. A place where so many Americans used to tour. And now it's iffy for fear of something happening. There are still tourists going over, but boo. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. A lot are deciding to stay home or go someplace else. Fox Business celebrating big time after ratings bonanza called the GOP was on the network the other day in that fourth debate. 13.5 million viewers. That was from 9 to 11 o'clock Eastern. That's according to Nielsen, by the way. Pretty darn big. If you think that Fox Business News averages 56,000 viewers during primetime, 64,000 viewers on a total day basis. That's huge. That's astronomical to grab that many eyeballs to your network. And you wonder if any of them will even stay. But they sold a lot of advertising for some pretty darn big money, and that has to make the Fox family happy. But that the business channel, that's not even a decade old, hosts the debate and gets that kind of a bump ratings-wise. And not a surprise that that's happening, because everywhere the Republicans go, the ratings are high. They're high. People are watching it. Whether they're preaching to the choir or there are other people who are tuning in, people who are undecided or for whatever reason. But when you look at the numbers of what they normally get compared to what they got for the debate, I bet they wish they had another debate, because that would just be another bump to them. And there are 9 sanctioned events, and there's a lot of bidding and cajoling and all kinds of things that go into getting the rights, basically, I'll call it that, the rights to a debate. So Fox Business News, I'm sure, liked that all the way around. All right, let's move on to some more numbers. How about this? The Warriors beat the Grizzlies. I'm going to throw in a sports shot for you. They're now 9-0. In case you don't know, the Golden State Warriors were phenomenal. Last year, they knocked off LeBron James's team, the Cleveland Cavaliers, to win the NBA title. Steph Curry, who was the MVP, had 28 points in keeping the unbeaten streak alive with this win over the Grizzlies, 100-84. Steph Curry is a phenomenal player. Even if you don't like basketball, if you tune in and watch him for a few minutes, I swear you'll be hooked. He's that good. He's that good. One more for you. This is a bad one. An Oakland Raiders player is being investigated for taunting, supposedly, allegedly, a canine service dog before Sunday's game in Pittsburgh. You know what that is? A third-degree felony. Did you know that? You cannot do that. A third-degree felony. And this is linebacker Ray Armstrong. And he could face charges by the end of this week. Wow! Can you imagine dealing with that? Well, if he taunted the dog, he taunted the dog. And the dog was going crazy. The deputy was trying to control the dog the best she could. So the sheriff's office said, you can't do that. So they called up the Steelers, the NFL, and the Raiders to investigate. And there was video surveillance, because there was video, and it captured a bunch of what happened. They didn't interview Ray Ray before he left town. And, of course, he has no comment about the whole thing. The Steelers say, listen, this is a police thing, so ask them. The Raiders signed Armstrong last year after the Rams cut him for penalties. But this would be a new one, that a player taunts a canine and could possibly, and they're investigating it, could possibly do some time for that. I don't know that it comes to that, but it was obviously upsetting enough that it was pursued. You know, that he was taunting the dog enough that they decided, the sheriff's department decided, you know what, we don't have to really put up with this, so, yeah, why don't we pursue it? Why don't we go look at the camera angles, make sure we're right on this, which we believe we are, and then go for it. So he may find himself out of his element, no matter what kind of representation or agent or any of those people around you have. When they've got tape on it, they can use the tape as evidence, and you can clearly see that the dog has gone wild because of his taunting. Ooh, that might be a tough one to wiggle out of. It might not be jail time. It might be some other kind of fine. An Elon football player, this is sad, and this is a sad number, 21 years old, to die at 21 with everything in front of you, that's rough. Dimitri Allison fell from a dorm. I mean, that's tragic. It's a 10-story residence hall at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. So the statement was that he had left the Elon campus and his teammates, friends, and family didn't know where he was. So they called the police. They said, he's missing. Can you help us? They were worried about what was going on. They said they were worried about his emotional state. So he had this, I mean, he was talented. He was definitely one of the popular guys in the locker room. Regardless, this is a terrible, terrible accident, terrible thing that happened. And, I mean, I say accident, we don't know all the details of it. But he had incredible stats, and like I said, the biggest thing is he was friendly with so many of the players in the locker room, they can't believe that this happened, but it was very jarring. 21 years old, fell from the dorm. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to the show, and Nathan Reeder for his fine work on the technicals.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.